This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast, episode 258.
258. Wow.
What's going on, Carl?
I got a wasp shirt on tonight.
Wop shirt? You got a wop shirt on?
Although you can't see it because I've moved my setup around a bit, so my microphone's blocking. You can't see my shirts anyway, which is kind of good because I like to just wear what I've got.
I can see your hairy chest, though.
I ain't got no hairy chest. You're seeing things.
I'm just messing with you. So by the time everybody hears this Sunday night, we'll probably be getting home from Texas Frightmare Weekend. So.
Oh, hell no. I ain't staying out there that long on Sunday. I ain't staying out there that long at all. I'm living at 2.
Leaving at 2. It don't open till noon.
1 to noon. 12 to noon. 2. Whatever. I can't talk.
We'll see how it goes. So
that's exactly it. We'll see how it goes.
That's all we can do. We're old.
Anytime we plan anything, it never works.
I hope there's somewhere I can sit eventually.
So my exploits for the week was the Rangers were going to give away a World Series replica ring. Actually, this is the first of 5. So it was on a Tuesday night, and I got on there and got a discount and bought one ticket and just took myself out there. And I'm like, well, I'm going to leave work early and get there at like 3:30 so I can get in line and get this ring. I get there. There's like 10,000 people in front of me on a Tuesday night.
Really?
Now, note, I've been to a lot of weeknight games, and usually – you go in Texas Live and hang out, and then you're like, oh, it's 5:00. You stroll on into the stadium just like nothing. But these rings are huge in size and in popularity.
So you waited for 10,000 people to get your ring?
Dude, I don't think it was that many, but they only had 15,000 rings they were giving away. So if you weren't in line, you weren't going to get one.
Huh.
But needless to say, this is the Corey Seager MVP Texas Ranger World Series ring here. If you're on YouTube,
I don't know if I can get it
to zoom in. Come on, camera, zoom. There we go. I think you can get it pretty good. So this is a replica, but it looks just like the real ring.
It's sparkly, man.
It's sparkly. Yeah. So all these years of being a Ranger fan, I had to get one. Apparently everybody else in the Dallas-Fort Worth area did as well. So that was my exploits for the week. I stayed out late on a weeknight. God dang.
Oh, man.
What the shit's that all about? I did not stay for the whole game.
The only thing I got a bunch of good dash cam stuff this week, baby.
Well, I'm waiting for this channel to start.
I'm getting up enough because I want to put them all out there at once. I'm going to have like 30 of them at one time. I'm going to have to take a day and do it, or a couple of nights after work and get it going. So I'm waiting until after all the moving shit and
all that's out of the way.
Yeah, I got another couple weeks still. So,
well, as soon as June hits here, we got to get back to the haunted house.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. Before it gets too awful godly hot.
Well, that'll be July and August. So June, we need to do a little bit of work.
Yeah, we should be able to get everything done.
People like the haunted house stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, when we started this show, we were going to talk about, you know, ghost hunting and supernatural, but we've just morphed into horror movies and heavy metal. But their third topic is definitely the spook house, haunted house community, not an actual haunting, even though we do have ghosts back there. So it's sort of a haunted house / spook house hybrid. Exactly. Yeah, we're going to take some pictures and videos and throw that up there when we start working on the haunt again.
Yep.
And you got to get Frankenstein fixed.
Yes, I know. That's going to be my first priority. I want to get him out of the way.
Yeah. And
he'll be a good project for if it rains, you know. I can work on him in the garage.
But we got a spoiler alert. Apparently, we got new T-shirts coming.
Yes, we do.
And they're actual professional T-shirts.
Yep.
We went with 3 years. We finally hit a level.
Yeah, so those will be available for sale shortly. So, yeah.
And they're going to be as cheap as the damn things you order off the web almost.
The TeePublic, yep.
Yeah.
Same price.
There you go.
They're just white. It's just a white logo on a black shirt. I'm going to post a picture of it in the group. And
yeah, and then maybe these sell good. The next round, we'll throw a little bit of red on it. So,
yeah,
I think you're going. You got this. Is all Brett's doing too. So let's give Brett credit for
spending money I ain't got.
Well, you hopefully will make back, and. We'll have a little bit for the podcast to do some special things.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited about the shirts. The guy sent me the thing today and it was like, oh man, that looks so cool. I said, but let me, before I make any decisions,
I ain't got nothing to do with it.
I said, let me contact my co-host.
You're the host. I'm the co-host. Remember that.
That's what I said. And,
I'm also a contributor.
And you said you liked it, so
I did. I like it. I like a plain white shirt too. Sometimes Ask has done a couple of those. They look really good.
Black shirt, white logo. Yeah.
I do think that next print, if we could throw some red on there, it'll look really cool. Like the red eyes and the
maybe just logo. The red eyes and the
evil never dies
the
in red
sign.
That's all we would need.
Yep. And I don't think that would cost as much either.
It wouldn't. So new shirts coming soon.
Hopefully next week sometime.
Texas Frightmare Weekend is in the books by the time you watch this, and we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, and I'll be posting stuff
all kinds of stuff's going to be posted on YouTube and Facebook and X. We're going to throw it all over the place.
Yeah,
we're there as media. So we're going to be doing media.
We're going to try to go live too and see how bad we can fuck that up.
Yeah. So, but look, we will have already went live by the time you see this episode. So,
yeah.
Well, tonight, we don't have as much time to do a movie. So I said, let's do an album. And Brett said, cool. What? And I said, I want to do a Wasp album. So, we're going to start with the very first debut Wasp album. And Wasp is one of my favorite bands probably ever. They'd be in my top five, top 10, definitely. And do want to cover a lot more of the Wasp album, some of them on my own midweeks. But we're going to start in order this time, and we're going to do the debut album from the band Wasp.
Yes, so we are.
We need to give any background about the band before we start.
Go ahead.
So Wasp was formed by Blackie Lawless and was it Randy Piper? Nikki Six and Blackie were in several bands together, most famously London, which was sort of the super group of the Los Angeles scene. Funny thing is that a lot of the occult shit that Motley Crue had actually came from Blackie. He said he did not want to use them in his new band. Which Wasp really didn't use the occult thing. They went for more of the gore and like just nastiness, I guess. Sleazy. You know, Blackie used to throw meat into the audience. So they went away from the occult theme and then went for that. And you know, people always said Wasp stood for We Are Sexual Perverts. Others said it was We Are Satan's People. So I think the sexual perverts was probably it, because these first few Wasp albums are pretty perverted.
Yeah. As you will tell by some of the names of the songs when we do that.
Preferably the first song, which was called Animal, was actually banned from the album. It was not on the original release. It later came out as a, what do you used to call those big records that were singles? I forget what they used to call those. They weren't 45s, but there were 33s that were big.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember what you're talking about. They didn't make them too long.
No, but that Animal came out on that, on the big album. It was that on one side, and I don't know what on the other, since it was banned from the album. And that was during the PMRC era. Wasp was definitely one of the bands that was on the filthy whatever list.
Yeah, for sure.
And they probably should have been.
Yeah, at the time, for sure. All right, let's go over some of the stats here.
Okay, this is
debut studio album. Debut studio album.
Well, it did have a name. It was called Winged Assassins.
And
there's a second name.
The cassette was named I Want to Be Somebody, which is the name of one of the songs.
Yeah, so I've heard Blackie refer to it as Winged Assassins several times, but officially it's just called Wasp.
All right. It was released August 17th, 1984. There's really not too much info on like the recording and all that on here, unless you know anything, Carl, but
I don't, not on that. It would have been recorded in LA for sure.
Yeah. Genre heavy metal, glam metal. Length of the album is 38 minutes, 14 seconds. Released on Capitol Records. And let's go over the band real quick. Of course, we got Blackie Lawless, lead vocals, bass guitar, and he produced the album. Chris Holmes, the Mean Man, lead and rhythm guitars. Randy Piper, lead and rhythm guitars, backing vocals, and Tony Richards on drums and backing vocals.
And Randy Piper was co-founder of Wasp as well with Blackie Lawless.
Yep.
Chris Holmes gets pissed when it's said, but he was sort of just kind of a, he wasn't really a, found that he was just sort of there.
There, riding yeah. the ride.
Yeah. And Blackie didn't consider him, I'm trying to think of the word, he wasn't considered a full member of the band, according to Blackie, but Chris Holmes gets pissed when people say that.
More or less a hired gun.
Kind of a hired gun. Randy Piper was the main dude.
Have you seen?
They were in a band called Circus Circus as well, and I think that was with Nikki 6-2. So Blackie and Nikki had quite a parallel career together.
Have you seen the Chris Holmes documentary, Mean Man?
No, I have not.
You haven't?
I am not a fan of Chris Holmes.
It's a pretty good documentary, though.
I'm just not a fan of Chris Holmes. I think he's a fucking idiot.
He's People always down quite a bit since he's older now.
Well, yeah, and then he tries to claim that now Chris Holmes, a little bit of history, a guitar player for Wasp. There was a movie called The Decline of the Western Civilization 2, The Metal Years,
yeah,
which featured a lot of the metal bands from the LA scene, and Chris Holmes is in it, and he's drunk on his ass in a pool with his mother sitting there talking about what a scumbag he is and what an alcoholic he is, and really makes himself look like a fool. He's like drowning himself in Jack Daniels and
pouring it in his mouth. Just
well, Chris Holmes now claims that was all staged and it wasn't real. So I don't know. Then he claims Blackie's ripped him out of money and stuff. I just don't find Chris Holmes a very appealing man. So no, I haven't watched his documentary. I probably should, just for research purposes, but I've heard a lot of good about it, but a lot of people really like Chris Holmes and they hate Blackie, and I'm sort of in the opposite camp.
All right. Assistant producer was Mike Varney. Dwayne Barron was the engineer and mixing. Stephen M. Fontano, engineer. Jim Scott and Hans-Peter Huber, assistant engineers. David Tatling, pre-production. And I couldn't find nothing on who did the artwork for the album. There's, like I said, there's not much info on this album.
Well, it's sort of was an underground album when it came out.
Yep.
The second album was definitely more.
When I seen it in the record stores when it first came out, it sort of scared me.
It has a scary look to it.
Yeah, it's very evil looking album cover for sure. So yeah.
I would never call it glam metal. I call them shock metal.
Yeah.
At this stage of their career.
Yeah, they used to throw meat out and all that kind of raw meat.
They'd take women and tie them up and like I said, he dropped the occult stuff and went for this shock effect. And that's, you know, he used to wear the cod piece with the saw blade.
Yeah, the saw blades on the arms, on the forearms.
Yeah. Blackie definitely had this gimmick going.
Yeah.
And this album is pretty sleazy. It's sleaze metal.
Yes, it is. It's hard too, man.
It's a heavy album. It's heavy metal as well. It's definitely not a
light. There's a couple of ballad type songs on there.
Oh, Sleeping in the Fire, if you want to call that a ballad. I don't. That's like a pretty freaking evil song. That must have been left. You know, he used to be an occultist and practice black magic. So now he's a born again Christian all these years later. So Blackie's been through the loops.
Yeah. All right, since we've already named about half the songs, I guess we'll
let's go ahead and name them all. Yeah.
All right, side one. Remember, this came out on vinyl when it originally came out. So, side one, track one, I Want to Be Somebody. And that was their first single on the record. Well, only single, actually.
And that's still one of my favorite Wasp songs.
Yep.
It was on a compilation I bought at Kmart in like 1985. And that was probably the first time I heard Wasp.
Now, this must be the version without...
It is. The original version did not have Animal.
Animal, yeah. So on when I listened to it on Apple, Animal is track one.
Oh, yeah. It's been added back for many, many, many years.
And it's Animal, actually, parentheses, Fuck Like a Beast. So,
yeah, that's the name of it. Animal, Fuck Like a Beast. There was a PMR show. Let me cut into this real quick. It was on the USA Network, and Dee Snider was in it and all. And they didn't cuss until they said, I guess it was like Al Gore reading, said, this song is named Animal, Fuck Like a Beast. And they didn't beep the fuck part out there, and I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I remember when that stuff happened when Dee was on C-SPAN.
Yeah.
All right, track two, L-O-V-E, Love Machine.
One of the great classic Wasp songs of all time.
Exactly.
Our buddies Aska, they love covering that song.
All right, track three, The Flame. That's a little bit of a sort of ballady.
Sort of forgetful. It's a little song.
Yep. Track four, B A D Bad.
Yeah.
five is School Days. And on to side two, track six, Hellion. That's a fucking hard song, man.
It is. It's thrashy almost.
Yeah, it's just hard, man. I wouldn't even say thrashy. It's just hard shit.
Yeah.
Next, we got track seven, Sleeping in the Fire. That's a real good song, too. I like that song.
That is a sort of satanic-y song that sort of spooky. When I make like a compilation of scary songs, I always put Sleeping in the Fire on it. On one of the re-releases of one of the albums, they have an acoustic version of it, which is actually a better version. Just Blackie's voice is just so menacing and evil in this song.
Yeah.
Sort of doesn't fit the rest of the album.
It's really wavy, like, whoa, like he's got a wave.
I
kind
of figure this
voice
must have been a leftover from one of his previous bands. I don't know that for sure, but it just doesn't seem to fit the vibe of this first Wasp album. Great song. One of the best songs. Just a little weird on this album, maybe. I don't know.
All right. Track eight, On Your Knees. Another mediocre song.
Yeah, another one of their We Are Sexual Pervert songs.
Same with track 9, Tormentor. That's basically talking about bondage.
Yeah.
And right along here with track 10, The Torture Never Stops.
Yeah.
That's a good song, though. It's hard, too.
Honestly, if any album deserved to be on the Filthy 15 or whatever it lists,
yeah, this one
probably this Wasp album deserved to be on there, honestly.
Yeah.
And it probably needed to have a parental guidance code on it too. So
exactly.
Blackie delivered the goods with this one. To steal a term from a song from Priest. He delivered the damn goods with this.
Yes, he did. And then in 1998, they reissued it on CD, which included Animal, and also added a couple other songs here. Show No Mercy, and they did a Rolling Stones cover of Paint It Black.
And that's a good song.
Yeah, they actually did a good cover of that for sure.
I remember when they put that out, that was a huge deal. That I think that was the first time Animal had ever came out on CD format at that stage. It was only out on that freaking big-ass 45 prior to that. So I was excited to get it. I was. I got it somewhere. I should have pulled it out of all the shit here, but I got too many CDs. I've got both copies. I got the original and the remaster or remix or whatever it was called.
It actually did pretty good on the charts, man. And for a debut album, it got up to number 74 on the Billboard Top 200.
Did not know that. I thought it was more of an underground hit.
And 51 in the UK, so it did very good.
Well, again, Blackie was a pretty known commodity in the metal scene in LA at that point, so it wasn't like he was a rookie with his first band ever, so that probably helped. Plus, he was on Capitol Records, and they were really pushing him, especially album 2 and 3 on. Capitol was really pushing Wasp.
And it's went gold in the U.S., Japan, Finland, and Canada.
That's impressive.
Yep. For a debut album. For sure.
Especially for a band this...
Yeah, extreme.
Extreme. And
they were like the extreme back then, dude.
Yeah.
They're like Alice Cooper fucking times 10.
They were, definitely. Which would be a short ride because... You know, Blackie would eventually change the whole theme of the band around about the 4th album. And they sort of dropped the whole sleaze stuff completely.
Yeah.
And later Chris Holmes. And actually the entire band would eventually be gone and be replaced. So Wasp is definitely Blackie Lawless. It's his band. He's sort of the Dave Mustaine of the thing. It's his way or the highway.
Exactly. Yeah. Nothing much on the tour. They just did some West Coast dates and that was it for the tour. They didn't actually tour till really 85 with
they were doing some big freaking tours then.
Yeah.
They were playing with Maiden, I know.
They went from playing like 7 shows in 84 to over 100 and something in 85.
Yeah, so they became a tour machine.
Yep. Well, the stage show was fucking great.
Yeah, it was.
I wished I would have been able to see him back then, but I lived in the middle of a cornfield. Nobody ever came to where I lived. So.
Well, and then we finally get our chance to see Wasp. Remember the big story?
Let's not remind everybody.
Hey, we got that club closed down. That was me and you did that.
You think so?
I know so. We got them closed down.
Oh shit, that's funny.
All press is not good press in this case.
Exactly. Well, they were idiots about the whole situation.
They were.
So greedy.
Now
pricks.
Most of these shows are
I want to go catch a show at that Granada Theater, man. Well, I heard
Granada sort of replaced the whatever the fuck it was called.
Yeah, I've heard that's a good.
I love the Granada. I just don't like driving to Lower Greenville.
I know. Armored Saint just played there the other night.
I'm surprised you weren't bugging me about it.
We got other stuff going on, brother.
Good.
Somebody, you know, Maiden's coming in what, November?
Some crap, like, yeah.
They're, you know, they're coming right down the road and everything, but tickets are $100 and something for shitty seats. It's like,
and they're gonna play that new album that me and you don't particularly care for.
It's like, I just can't see spending $100 and something
on. Well, we'll see what happens when it gets closer.
It ain't like the old days where it ain't like the old days where you could call the radio station trying to win tickets.
Well, the Eagle's back, so maybe you can call the Eagle and get some tickets.
You think they're going to give Iron Maiden tickets out? I
they
doubt it.
They probably will.
Think so?
They might. They used to sponsor all the big shows in town.
Yep, yep.
Well, back to the debut Wasp album. What are you going to rate this album? Your thoughts?
It's half and half for me. The good songs outweigh the bad ones for sure.
Totally agree. 100%. The good songs are absolutely phenomenal. The bad songs are shit.
Yep. Very well produced. Blackie did a good job for a debut album, man. It fucking sounds good.
Yeah, it's a great sound.
For the time, you know, because a lot of records back in the early mid 80s sounded like fucking shit.
Yeah.
You know, and this one sounds good.
Yeah, it still sounds good.
Exactly. So
it didn't really need a remaster.
Yeah, I like this album. I'm going to go ahead and give it a 3, man.
I will also give it a 3, and I concur with everything you said. Love Machine is probably, might be the best Wasp song ever made. Honestly, it and Wild Child, they're my two favorites. Followed by Blind in Texas, which we'll talk about on the next album.
Yep.
So yeah, definitely a 3. It's average, but it's got some really good stuff on it. And
exactly.
Great debut album for a great band that's still going to this very day in 2024. If Blackie can get his back fixed, I'm sure they'll be back on the road soon.
I hope they come back and redo the show here, man. They should give everybody in Dallas free tickets, man.
Blackie ain't gonna do that.
Just saying. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for watching and listening. Hit that like and subscribe on the YouTube. Check us out on all the social medias. We are not hard to find.
We are not.
Just type in the Evil Never Dies podcast and about 20 things will pop up. So,
yeah. I even Google searched us the other day and it popped right up.
Yeah. All the links to the, all the different podcast platforms, if you Google us, they all come up. So
yeah, in YouTube, I popped it in at work. I was watching our interview, our co-host with Jerry and Tracy at work, because that we did very minimal cussing on that one, so I could watch it at work.
All right, well, that's all we got for Wasp's debut, and I don't know what's going on Wednesday for the midweek yet. So.
I have no idea. We don't know.
So
I think you're going to play snippets unless they get kicked out like AC/DC kicked you out.
Yeah, AC/DC shut me down, man.
They shut you down hard.
All right, everybody. We will talk to you later and stay evil.